And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great show for you today. Our good friend, our good buddy, Captain Todd Manser from Manser Marine is here. We're going to be talking some serious fishing here on Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance sales event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection and a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Upgrades March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added, a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few, it's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, God, this late in the season, another rainy event, huh?
Yeah, with the wind.
Right?
Yeah, like serious wind. I don't think you should go out today.
I feel bad for the RP crew unloading that load.
Yeah,
man.
They're unloading like a huge load.
Crazy.
Wahoo and tuna, they're doing that right above the world.
Yeah.
Right below the world headquarters here where we're looking at it. And
I'm stoked to be in the world headquarters.
Yeah, here. Well, it's great to have you. Ricky's doing a family adventure in Hawaii and taking the young ones over there for their first visit to Hawaii.
Well deserved.
I think Wyatt's been there before, but I don't think the new one's been there before. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... a lot of fun. So, thank you, Corey, for being here today and tomorrow. So we're stoked to have you, and stoked to have our friend Todd Manser. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
thanks
great
for having me.
Get right friendly with that.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, yeah.
For sure. So. So you have done. I mean, of course, you and I have been fishing together since like 30 plus years, yeah. You know. First time I ever fished with you was on the Captain Hook,
yeah,
out of Dana Wharf Sport
Fishing. You and Marty Milner.
Yeah, and we made a lot of very high-speed runs over to San Clemente
Absolutely.
Island.
Absolutely, yeah. We were, at the time on the Captain Hook, too, we were the fastest 60-foot sport fisher on the West Coast.
And, yeah.
You know, cruised around at like 30, 32 knots. And
crazy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, so we were innovating that 5-to-5 run and gun. You know, there was days where we were fishing from Dana Point to the Cortez on a 5-to-5. And days where I was fishing from Dana Point to Ensenada on a 5-to-5.
Wow.
And of course, the albacore fishing was just, you know, absolutely incredible a couple of those years. So we'd leave at, you know, 5 a.m. and still stop and get bait at the receiver, which takes, you know, half an hour, whatever it takes. And
of course, in Dana Point, it's easy because it's right there.
And then literally just, you know, punch it. You know, and get down here and
hang on.
Get lines out by like 9 a.m. You know, down off Ensenada or somewhere, and within a couple hours have, you know, 5 around on the albacore and literally be back at the dock at 5 o'clock on the dot.
30 knots.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is back then the hook was like so unusual.
Yeah.
Because it was that high speed 60 footer.
Sure.
Now. There's a lot of them, right?
So we've seen our industry change a lot. You know, we went to, you look at Joe, Barian Bongos, Captain Hook, John McCarty, Finn Fever, Tom Paterno, Limitless. We were, you know, the guys that really started the six-pack industry. And it went from, you could charter a boat and bring six guys, but you're on a sport boat, to where there was more and more opportunity to get on boats that were faster, get you to a destination, maybe have more luxuries, and the six-pack industry really started to take off. And now with the fisheries, you know, that we have here, we've seen a lot of changes. You know, the four-pack industry, the smaller center consoles, the super center consoles, there's so many different varieties of these amazing platforms that are being operated by guys like Dwayne Diego and Brandon Hayward and Billy Kay and many others. Season Sport Fishing, all these guys have innovatively come together and created another, you know, industry for our very diverse sport fishing world that we live in. And so, yeah, it's been always changing. We're always trying to figure out how to get there faster, catch more, and get home earlier.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of great operations and great guys and great boats helping us do that.
And forever changing. I mean, think of prior to 10 years ago. I mean, 100 to 200 pound tuna in our backyard.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's a completely different era.
Yeah. So that this bluefin tuna fishery is really. It changed the diversity, you know, the way we fish California and our expectations. You know, sometimes I think in the back of my mind, God, what would we be doing if we didn't have this bluefin tuna here right now? You know, but maybe we would have had something else. Maybe it would have been the albacore. Maybe it would have been.
Well, we live in such a rich environment here in the Pacific Ocean. We're so fortunate to live in this bite that just is abundance.
But we have now become a trophy fish destination.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we went from a great fishery, you know, from sand bass, barracuda, and bonita, yellowtail, dorado, albacore, yellowfin, skipjack, to this giant bluefin tuna fishery. And, you know, I say giant bluefin tuna, you know, I know on the East Coast,
over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. You know, if you catch a fish over 200, 250 pounds here, that's a giant bluefin for California.
Giant bluefin to me, right?
You too. It's done so many things in a positive way for our industry. It's strengthened our industry. It's strengthened our tackle industry. So, I mean, look what's happened with our tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, how
tackle, electronics, everything.
Electronics, everything
like
is just...
Sector lines, Power Pro, all that stuff.
I mean, how do you practice something if you don't have anything to practice with?
Yeah.
And so this bluefin tuna has just been... It's been
changed a lot.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. You know.
So okay. So Todd Manser, of course, a professional captain, running boats for people, running boats out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing for many, many years, working with the Hansons over there.
Yep.
And now you've morphed, taken all this incredible decades of experience, and started Manser Marine.
Yeah. So about 8 years ago, I started managing a couple different boats. As kind of a side gig, you know, I ran the boardroom for 20 years under Jim Peterson and Ralph Brandy, and we had some great experiences. But, you know, as I started to see Ralph's health decline, I had to start making good choices and be proactive. And, you know, ultimately I ended up with the boardroom as the owner in the end. But I knew that it wasn't going to be enough having a, you know, 4 or 5 month season here in a boat that literally hemorrhages money. I mean, yeah. The 65 Hatteras,
very expensive to run. But you, in that time, though, you caught a lot of big tuna on that boat.
We caught a lot of everything.
Yeah.
Our best day, we did a lot of stuff like product testing with John Bretz at you know, Akuma, and Mark Mills was there back then. A lot of guys, and I mean, we'd go down south and, you know, go catch 50, 60, 70 marlin in a day. You know, it was just, I mean, hatch the boat with Wahoo. I mean, we've caught everything, as many, you know, everything you can catch on that boat. It's been exceptional, not to mention, you know, the stuff up here, you know, this big bluefin. And and then, you know, we ran it as a charter boat. But I just had to start being proactive. So a few years ago, I started managing a couple boats and saw the opportunity there that maybe this might have a little bit more elevation in income year-round. And maybe I should, you know, kind of move more of that direction. And so...
Because the idea is that... Boats, whether they're fishing or not, they're sitting at the dock.
Sure.
They need maintenance.
Yes.
And bigger boats, especially the bigger the boat, the bigger the maintenance project. And it takes a lot of time to do that. Right.
And during COVID, what did everybody buy? They bought a boat.
Bought a boat. Yeah.
They bought every boat.
Yeah.
Until there were no boats to buy. they bought the last one.
The last one.
We have... a unique situation here where we have a lot of new boat owners, a lot of people that maybe aren't as experienced in taking care of their boats. And so it opened up a lot of doors. So Mansour Marine, what I do, I offer a variety of different services. But basically we are a monthly service. So we, in order for me to do anything for your boat, work on it, manage it, you know, take it out, be your captain, fix a bilge pump switch.
It's almost like a club, right?
You're going to be kind of in a membership.
It's like a membership club.
So we have different tiers, you know, for the different size boats. We set it up, you know, for the owner. So if an owner wants a weekly situation, we can set up a weekly. But most of our situations are most of our boat inspections basically are every 2 weeks. So bi-monthly we go to every boat that we manage, and the numbers are getting higher and higher, especially in Dana Point. And we have a checklist. We walk up to the boat, look at dock lines, fenders. We get on the boat. We go through, you know, every bilge aft to forward bilge. We look at all your bilge pumps, bilge switches, bilge alarms, high water alarms. We go and actuate all your ball valves. We go your engine fluids. We run all your machinery. We turn all the wheels, and then we report to you the condition of everything. And then you have within that this opportunity to network with me. And for a lot of people, especially, you know just the average boat owner, I'm not talking guys that are out in the industry every day in every club, and you know, those guys have some resources, but a lot of people don't have any resources. So something goes wrong with their boat, they don't know who to call. And so they go whatever avenue Google sends them, and they start making phone calls. Well, the person they're calling doesn't know them, so you know they don't have any relationship.
Right.
So they're on the back burner. When you call Mansour Marine, when you get on my program, I know everybody in the industry.
Yeah.
I'm not gloating. I'm just saying I know
everybody. You've been around long enough, you know.
And so I'm going to be able to make those phone calls, get your boat fixed, get you back out on the water, give you peace of mind.
It's like having your own captain without having to pay a steady captain.
Yes. And so,
which is not a cheap deal.
Yeah. And so we have affordable prices. And then for everything that we do on top of our bi-monthly inspections, we have hourly rates. And then on that, I'm insured to do a certain amount of work. I can come on your boat and, you know, work on just about everything. But when it comes to mechanical, if I'm anything major mechanical, I have to hire a mechanic. If it's new installation electronics, I'm going to hire an electrician. If it's refrigeration, I'm going to hire somebody for refrigeration. If it's a repower, like I'm doing a repower right now, that's going to be, you know, under somebody that's, you know, we're using Robert Scherer. We'll talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's really exciting to talk about. And so You have your monthly membership, which gives you great service for your boat to make sure that everything's always turnkey.
Right.
Most people think that the most important part of their boat is cleaning it. You know, having the boat washer, having it always shiny, and people
which is nice, which is important.
It is nice, it's important, but you know, having the boat not sink and be able to start is much better.
It's very important.
So everything below deck.
I can personally attest. I mean, when I had field research, it's only a 36-foot Pacifica, but I mean, it was a constant battle. You know, I'm not going to say battle, but a constant upkeep thing.
Yeah.
It's like you got to be on that boat at least once a week. Sometimes I'd go down there twice a week and do something on it.
Yeah.
And if you don't, if you're working or you're traveling, you're doing too much, it gets behind, and you get behind it, and you go down to the boat when you want to go catch bluefin tuna, and you fire something up, or you get out there and something breaks. I mean, that's the whole
idea. The more you turn the wheels on the boat, the better it works.
The worst thing for a boat is sitting.
It's sitting.
Right.
And so we have the, monthly, bi-monthly inspections, we have the hourly work, and then we get into the consulting. So if you need mechanical work, you need refrigeration work, you need a repower, you need new electronics, then we're consulting for you, and we're delegating and managing it. So a lot of our owners live busy lives. You know, most people that can own a 60 to 80 foot boat have very busy lives, and they don't have the time, or do they want to spend the time delegating everything that's going on when their boats are being serviced. And so Mansur Marine takes that away from them and takes care of it ourselves.
Yeah.
Marine takes care of it. And so we charge consulting fees.
But which is a cool deal, because every 2 weeks, I mean, you say boat inspection, and it sounds like, oh, my God, the Coast Guard, and it sounds detrimental, and it sounds – but having you do the boat inspections is preventing all of that.
So, and that's the other thing, too. So, like, we go in, we build a checklist, and on that checklist is your fire extinguisher dates, your flare dates. We check all of your life-saving equipment. We need the first visit on the boat is to go through everything with everybody. Let's explain to you guys, you know, where everything is. These are where your life checks are. These are where your flares are. This is, you know, this is when your fire buoy system is going to need to be serviced and weighed. This is, you know, we put
when
all
your sinks
together.
Are going to need to change or whatever.
Sinks, we do it all, and the reason why I can say that having Mansur Marine do this for you is such a benefit is because of the years that I spent working on COI boats. You know, I run, you know, COI boats for years. Heck, I ran
COI being
Certificate of Inspection.
Most of the sport boats,
Coast Guard inspected vessels.
Coast Guard inspected vessels that need, like, every year they have that inspection.
Yeah, and then every 2 to 3 years a haul out inspection, depending on the boat. But so, you know, and then we were also, you know, Mike Hansen, the Hansen family, they were, you know, working with the Coast Guard to get the self-inspection program, the SIP. And so I was part of that audit system. So I know how to go through and look at the integrity of a boat and keep it up.
You've been there long enough, you know all the stuff.
Just enjoy their boats rather than coming down and going, oh, my God, my wife's is going to make me sell this thing.
But this boat owner, potential boat owner, having you involved for the weeks and months and possibly years ahead, having you on board, literally speaking, you have probably a log and know exactly the flares need to be done.
Everything.
So what a cool service.
Yeah.
So do you mostly deal with Dana Point boats, or do you deal with boats all over the place?
So my son Shane, who runs Seven Thunders, the 80-foot flagship Bertram in Long Beach, and also the 53 Sueños center console. Shane works for me as well, so we have boats from Dana Point to Long Beach. So we're Shoreline, we're Alamitas, we're Huntington. We've got boats in Newport, but most of our boats right now are in Dana Point. But we spread out. We'll take care of anybody anywhere because we're growing.
Yeah,
and we have the.
You're kind of the boss, and you oversee a whole network.
We have
a network of professionals
absolutely.
That work for you.
Well,
as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. A lot to talk about with Captain Todd Mansur. You know, Pete Mansur Marine and Todd is so knowledgeable about the ocean. I mean, I've I'm good friends with Eugene, who is a deckhand forever, and the stories of just knowing bird life and fish life and everything on the ocean locally and Baja. It's pretty damn incredible, and having Todd in studio is actually an honor. And if you want to join us, not as you know all that boat stuff and ocean, but we want you to join us. And 213-432-1090 is the way to do it on the phone, or you can text us via the app. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number when you text us, because it's a one-way deal and only done through the app. So you have to download the app to do that. Super easy, free way to do it. And it's the way I listen to the shows, and it's just super easy to do. So download the app, and right there you'll see a tab for text the show, and you can do it right there. And we're giving away a really cool, it's from APCO, APCO Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon Wind-On Leaders. Four of them, a total of four.
Yeah, that's well over $100 worth of Wind-On Leaders. They are really good leaders, That Psycho Pro is fantastic.
I do use some of their fluorocarbon, and I like it. It's super. It's actually made by Sunline, and it's super high quality.
And so they make these wind-on leaders. A lot of people don't know that they have them, but they have pre-made wind-on leaders, so you don't have to do the Sato thing or anything. It's like you just rip them out of the package, put them on, and you're fishing.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
So that's going. Those four wind-on leaders are going to one lucky caller or texter. So, again, make sure you do leave your contact info on the text. Or if you're going to give us a call, do so at 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Todd and Mansur Marine when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
Day of the Docks is back Sunday, April 7th, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our Day at the Docks booth, both in the shop and out in the parking lot, will feature the Shimano lineup of rods, reels, and lures, like Talica reels, Terramar rods, and Current Sniper lures. And as always, our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you select that perfect Shimano setup. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Sunday, April 7th. Great deals on Shimano. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and truly an honor to have Todd Manser.
For sure.
You know,
yeah.
From Manser Marine.
It's like Marine royalty.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. So
he knows it all.
Yeah. You know, I speaking of Marine royalty, I saw Captain Mark Taylor yesterday and Mike, and they were getting ready to do their last natural history trip. They left last night, and Art said, hey, we're starting fishing May 11th. So note the calendar. Check that SearcherSportFishing.com schedule. And get on the boat because it's time to go fishing.
I agree with you.
For sure. Hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through, 213-432-1090. Open right now. Line open right now. But let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it. I think they all want to win that pack of four wine on leaders from AFCO, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So Chuck from Dana Point, first in line here. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Hey, Todd.
Doing very
good. You know when you walk down that. Good, good. Walk down that dock. That boat is always so pristine. It's like, man, you wouldn't even guess what year it was. The owning a boat, taking people out, people always remark, God, you're so serious, but you're, all these people's lives are in your hands, you know, when you're the captain and driving the boat. And taking that relief off of, you know, nothing's going to break because you've been on it and just went through the inspection. I mean, that's got to be it, you know. A lot safer ride for the captain and enjoy his time on the boat. Because, you know, what's the most thing that they overlook? Bilge pumps or outdrive?
The biggest thing that boats overlook is their ball valves. Believe
ball
it or
valves.
Not, ball valves are the most overlooked. I get on more boats that haven't had their ball valves actuated than anything, and where they end up frozen. So
frozen either open or closed.
Frozen open usually.
Oh, frozen and, open.
Yeah, they're usually frozen open because, you know, it's for their main engine intakes or their generators or their air conditioning circulating pumps, and they never actuate them. So in the event of an emergency, you know, blown hose or something, and you can't close that ball valve, yeah, you're screwed. You know,
coming water and no way to get it out.
Always keep wood plugs on the boat, you know, to plug those things up. That's the most overlooked is ball valves. People just don't think about them. And
how fast will they freeze up?
It depends. You know, certain times of the year when we get more growth, more muscles and stuff like that, we can see, you know, that cause tension in the ball valve and start locking them up. So, you know, the warmer months, it starts to get worse. But it just takes a few months of not actuating those things. And
just simply moving them back and forth.
All you got to do is just move them back and forth, open them. Close them, open and close them. And, you know, we do it every 2 weeks on every boat.
Every 2 weeks.
And I got to tell you, if you cannot close your ball valve, you have to haul the boat out and have that ball valve replaced. Now, some guys will try to do them in the water, and as long as the through hole doesn't move, if you can keep the through hole from moving when you spin that ball
That's
valve
pretty
off,
risky.
you're in good shape. But most of the time, we you know, we put the wrench on them, and if we see that ball valve or that through hole move, it's got to come out of the water. So these are things that get expensive, but can very easily be taken care of. So that's the number one overlooked thing. Wet cell batteries was, you know, a big thing. Now we're getting into AGMs. We still have a few boats under management that are wet cell, 32 volts even, and some 24 volts. So, you know, batteries, you know, they cook under these chargers, especially the old Lucos. You know,
sure.
we're switching everybody over to smarter chargers these days. And so battery levels are a key thing. Float switches. Our float switches used to be mercury. Switches, and we've eliminated mercury, and so they just don't last. They're safer for the environment, but they don't last. So we're using point of contact float switches now, and
they wear out or
they
just break.
Yeah, well, the contacts get corroded. So when you go to actuate your float valve, a lot of times what happens is a faulty float valve actually will stick on,
burn your pump out,
and the pump will run.
But that's something you don't think about. You know, oh, I got a float switch, it's fine. So if that float switch, if something happens on the boat and you're not there,
sure,
and that float switch is not working,
yeah.
Yeah, so you every couple of weeks you go and make sure that float switch
yeah, we,
is,
yeah, yeah, we check everything. We check your high water alarms. We just check everything. I mean, yeah. it's so simple, and I can't tell you how many times we come down to a boat and the float switch isn't working. It's simply because the connecting wires are corroded and
yeah.
just, you know,
it happens. It's a mean
a new butt connector and some you know, a little bit of love and care TLC, and it's all better.
There you go.
But yeah, so those are the kind of things. But you know, we're still offering fishing. You know, and Manson Marine still,
he's still fishing.
We're still fishing. I'm fishing your boat, but I'm also, a lot of the guys that hire us at Manson Marine are there because of what I've done my entire life. Not, how well I can maintain
a boat.
Putting people on a fish, or even using my network to help them. So, yeah. I'm kind of that live call that they can make and figure out where they need to go.
Right.
Or, hey, Todd, we're bringing family out, and I really don't want to deal with driving the boat. Can you drive the boat? And if I can't, I have a group of guys that work for me and a consortium that are licensed and ready to go and with good bedside manner, and we put them on the boat. And
what's your favorite type of fishing? If Todd's running the boat, what's your favorite?
So I'm a big sight fisherman. So what I mean by that is I love fishing where I'm spotting kelps, spotting bird schools, spotting breaking fish and stuff like that. Being in the glasses is my favorite thing to do, looking that way or sonar fishing. I love offshore fishing, but I like that sight fishing aspect of it, which is why I love sword fishing so much. I mean, when I was commercial sword fishing for so many years, being in the glasses and finding a swordfish finning is, I don't know if there's anything better.
Gets you sighted.
Yeah, it's just, I love sight fishing. But, don't get me wrong, I can laugh all day long catching calico bass.
Go over to Clemente and just have a great time.
I
did a lot with you.
I fish everything.
Yeah.
So I'm not just,
You'll go, like, whatever people's passion. Hey, let's go to Clemente today and go yellowtail and calico bass fishing. You'll do that. If they want to go bluefin tuna fishing offshore, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most of my clients, they just want to, they're not, always looking for a trophy. They just want to take the family out, or they got friends and they just want to go fishing. And so my knowledge of the local areas, taking them bass fishing, maybe even a little bit of sightseeing, whale watching, you guys know how involved I am in the eco tour world.
Right.
So we just kind of mix it up. So I can do anything. If you want to go, halibut fishing, fishing, sea bass fishing.
That's cool.
You want to go fish, tuna. You want to go fish draws. Whatever you want to do. I'm going to make it your best day. I'm going to get on the boat and we're going to have a lot of fun.
So it's awesome. So Todd, is that captain service that you offer? Is that part of? Do you have to be part of the?
No. So that part of it, I actually will. If I'm available, I'll guide boats for people. I'll drive boats.
You don't have to be a part of your membership or anything.
No, not to drive the boat, because I'm not cheap, so
yeah.
I'm willing to jump out there and do that for you.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, hey, we have a special guest on the line now, Gio Lepore, from a company called Psionics. Good morning, Gio.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing great. So tell us about this amazing device called Psionics.
The company out of Beverly, Massachusetts, and we make ultra-low-light digital night vision cameras. Years ago, we launched a product called the Nightwave. It's a small maritime camera designed for navigation. The great thing about this, everybody's very... the thermal cameras out there for the marine world, this is a low-light digital camera that provides you a capability of seeing well into the night and in just starlight, moonless starlight, and it'll give you full color light levels. So this is that you don't really have to learn to read an image like you would for thermal. Like you're looking out with your eyes out in on the water.
Hey, Gio, I'm going to ask you to call back. For some reason, we have a bad line here. So let's continue this. Give us a call back at the same number, and let's continue this, because we're breaking up pretty bad there. So
some great information.
Yeah,
I want to hear it.
This is really good. And I had a Psionics on field research, and they're a pretty amazing device. So and a lot of people don't know about it yet, so that's what we're trying to get the word out.
So similar to FLIR?
It's different. But when Gio calls back, we'll get that back. It's a little it's yes and no.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah.
But hey, in the meantime, I have a great text that came through. Of course, you can only text us from the Let's Talk Hookup app. And it's from John in Rancho San Diego. And he says, great to hear from you today, Todd. All the best at Mansa Marine. Todd, with all the experience fishing in SoCal, what's the best guess about the continued bluefin fishery? And do you ever think albacore will return to Southern California? The age-old question, right?
Everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, gosh, I'd sure love to see this albacore show up again. You know, I think this bluefin has kind of made a home here. And honestly, everything is cyclical. Nothing in our industry has ever been here forever. I mean, look at it.
Even if it has been here forever, like calico bass or halibut, it's
still
cyclical.
Yeah, it still has its changes. Yeah, exactly. But as far as planktonic fish or migratory or pelagic fish, you know, I hope this bluefin tuna sticks around. It's really changed the industry. I know that Aliar, you know, on his first trip, they did really well, and then they kind of scratched a little bit, but they're seeing some volume of fish below the border already. I mean, there's some good signals. I think we're going to have a decent season. As far as the albacore go, though, you know, it's hard to say if the currents are going to, you know, set up right to, you know, bring albacore through Southern California the way we like to see it.
The water's already super warm.
It's already warm, yeah. Well, the isothermals, you look at, you know, just like, you know, for instance, up off San Francisco, offshore, I mean, water temperature's already in the 60s.
They caught bluefin off of San Francisco.
Yeah, so I mean,
already. Yeah, already.
Can you believe that?
But Aliar, you mentioned Aliar. Aliar already had a few yellowfin.
Yeah.
Just football yellowfin.
Yeah, nice ones. Quality.
Yeah. Yeah. That quality stuff that we were catching last season.
50 to 70 pounder.
Yeah, so it's so hard to predict what this albacore will do because we've gone so many years without it. But, you know, when I was a kid, you know, heck, before, you know, 1984, we didn't see albacore for, you know, ages. You know?
It's similar to today.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
Yeah. But, you know, things are going to have to change, conditions, you know, ecosystems. And it's constantly, you know, changing. You know, there's so much diversity in California, especially Southern California, you know, because of the way our, you know, our ocean water moves here and the way we're fed water each year.
From the south or the north or whatever it be. Yeah. But that's the beauty of it. That's what, like the bluefin thing here today, enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Is it going to be here next year?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know. And the thing about that bluefin, though, is every year, like Dwayne and I were doing seminars, and a lot of us in Hayward, you know, during the PCS show, we did a lot of seminars on bluefin. And every year that fish reacts differently. It's like it's learning. And so it keeps changing it up. It keeps tackle changing. It keeps, you know, the approach changing. And it's always exciting. So I think we're going to have another bluefin season. I don't know how they're going to bite, what's going to be the best technique, but I think you're going to get some good shots.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we have Gio back. Gio from Psionics and the Night Wave. Good morning. Good morning again, Gio.
Hi, Pete. Good morning, everybody. How's this now?
Much better. You're loud and clear now, for sure. All right. So, so kind of compare us the Nightwave camera and what the other type of night vision that we have from like FLIR. What's the difference between those two?
The FLIR cameras are long wave IR cameras or thermal cameras, right? They look at the image and they pick up the thermal energy that anything out there on the water emits. Our camera actually is a lot like the camera in your cell phone. It's just that it's a proprietary sensor that Psionics has developed over the years, and it has a much wider response to a wider bandwidth, so it allows us to see a much lower light levels. The main difference between the two is that when you're looking at a thermal image, you have to learn what a buoy looks like in thermal, or what a floating log looks like in thermal. When you look at those objects with our camera, they look like what you're used to seeing them. They look like a buoy. It's yellow, it's green, it's red. It looks like a floating log. It's brown. So you get all the colors that you would expect, and the same visual experience that you do, but just looking through a set of binoculars or using a flashlight. We have the camera is a fixed forward-looking camera for navigation. It's got a very wide field of view, 45 degrees. Most thermal cameras out there range between 18 to 24 degrees field of view. That's why most of them have to be pan and tilt, because you have to move them to see on either side of the boat. Our camera provides a like 10:30 to 1:30 type of viewing angle, so you really don't have to move it. The nice part of it is a much higher resolution than a standard thermal camera. Our sensor is 1280 by 1024. A higher resolution. You have options of running it through an analog input into your MFDs or streaming it over Wi-Fi to your mobile device. Yeah, so it's a great camera for navigation, great camera to get in and out of the harbor early morning or coming in late at night. I hear you guys are talking about bluefin tuna and yellowfin tuna, and I do quite a bit of bluefin tuna fishing out here in the East Coast, and you know, we're leaving at 3 a.m.
Right.
Trying to make our way through the harbor. And sometimes if we hook up late, we're coming home at 8, 9 a night. And, you know, it really does help to be able to see what's in front of you.
No.
It does.
Yeah, and I might add too. I was fortunate enough to install one on field research when I was still in the boat, and one of the big things is plug and play. I did it myself.
Yes.
I plugged it right into my existing electronics. It didn't take that long to install, and it was. And I am not an electrical engineer or anything like that. I did it, and it was super easy. Thanks to the and you guys have great help too, phone support and stuff like that. But one of the other big things about it is, like you said, the color, and then also the cost too, right? Compared to to a FLIR, right?
Yes, yeah, it's just shy of $2,000. You know, the MSRP on it is $1,995. And when we developed the camera, we wanted to make it as simple as possible for anybody to be able to use it. We wanted to make sure that we focused on the benefits that our technology gives the end user, instead of having to deal with an installer or having to deal to learn how to pin and tilt with a controller or learn how to network a camera in. So we focused on making it, as you said, a plug-and-play camera, right? Average install on that is a couple hours. The most difficult part you're going to encounter is trying to run a chase through some of the piping on the boat. The rest of it, it's three wires and you're up and running.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Yeah, and in fact, we had a text while you were on the phone here from Rick and Dana Point said, just installed one of the night waves on my boat yesterday. Can't wait to try it out. So you have some fans out here on the West Coast. And if you want to investigate and get a night wave, a Psionics night wave, how do we do that?
You can certainly go on psionics.com, and we'll provide all kinds of information on our distribution channel. We are distributed across the country by multiple stores, retailers, and online resellers and distributors. All of that info is on our webpage. We're also present on all social media platforms. And for your listeners today, we actually have a promo for anybody that is listening. If they go and purchase one of our cameras on our website and they use the promo code,
Hook up 10. Yeah.
Yes.
So you'll get
10% off.
10% off on buying it direct from SYONICS.com. Is that right?
SYONYX.com.
Excuse me. SYONYX.
SYONYX.
SIONYX. All right. Well, Gio, we sure appreciate that. It is an amazing device, and if you want to do something simple so you can see at night while you're running, kind of important, right?
And affordable.
And affordable, yeah.
Affordable.
10% off. And how long is that code good for, Gio?
Until April 6th.
April 6th, all right. So,
which is awesome because we have a lot of listeners that listen via the app during the week.
Yeah, so hookup, H-O-O-K-U-P, 10 is the code. Gio, thanks for the information on the Night Wave by Psionics. Appreciate your time this morning.
All right. We're gonna
Thanks, guys. It was a pleasure. You have a good one.
Thanks.
That's some great information. We're going to be right back, and Let's Talk Hookup. More great information from Todd Manser and Manser Marine when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They've become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, you're among a group here that love bass fishing. And especially
Please.
Corey Sandin, are you
yes.
kidding me? And Todd, I know. And there's nothing that beats a Trank by Shimano.
There isn't.
Yeah. It's a pretty amazing. What's your favorite size, Corey?
Well, 150 is probably my newest model. For Picachos, El Salto, for the lake.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you also fish it in the ocean for rockfish, right?
With a 200, shallow water, no problem. I love it. Yeah.
And you go into Clemente, you can fish the 200 or the 300?
300
right?
for sure.
Yeah. And then if you want to throw surface iron, nothing like throwing the Trank's 500.
Put on your big boy pants and buy a 500, even for that popper fishing.
Yeah.
You will not be... You'll be stoked.
Yeah.
Just trust me on that one.
So check it out. The Trank's Reel by Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yusuf by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yusuf's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com. And I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right. right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and so stoked to have Todd in here.
Yeah.
It's so, I mean, he's so knowledgeable, and to have this guy, like, on your team taking care of your boat or whatever you got going on.
Yeah, your investment.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So give us a call, 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text, which we have a bunch coming through.
That's great text. And you have a good one, you said, right?
I do.
Yeah.
But I also want to mention we're giving away four APCO psychofluorocarbon wind-on leaders,
yeah.
To one lucky caller or texter.
Yeah.
I do. So I have a text here. It says, good morning, guys. I'm asking if Mansur Marine would consider doing a upgrade of electronics and a quote-unquote consulting on our 31 Sport Fisher on the East Cape of Baja. And that comes from Bob in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, Bob, it's really tough for us to get the bandwidth, first of all, to do work down there. We can certainly help you. I have guys that can help you. It's a lot easier to get it done up here. But, yes, I do have two companies that I use, Performance Marine, Stuart Miller, and he does installations down there, and we can consult and help you through that process using...
How about selecting the right electronics?
Everything. We go through it all. We'll help you select. We'll look at what you already have, how you fish,
and
how
needs.
You navigate, what
yeah.
your needs are, what your budget is. I mean, electronics these days are so innovative. I mean, it's just there's so many possibilities now, depending on what your motors are, your power supplies, because we can integrate and network your instruments into your displays, Simrad, Garmin, Furuno. We can do it on all of them. So we can take your outboards, even your inboards on newer motors. We can't do it on an old set of, you know, Detroits, but, you know, on a new set of, you know, QSCs or maybe a C18 or, you know, new common rail, you know, four-stroke motors. Anyways, we can integrate those into your electronics. So we look at everything that you may possibly need and then work it into your budget. And so we could certainly get stuff done down there. It's not as easy. It takes a lot of bandwidth. But we can do it. Now, the other thing, too, is getting the product down there is more difficult because we have to, you know, bring it across the border, and there is duty, you know, we have to pay
but
tax,
it can be done.
But it can be done, yeah. So give me a call, 949-547-7748.
Is that your cell phone?
That's my cell phone.
So you can call directly?
Call me directly. I put my cell phone number on Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah. And do you have a website yet?
So we have not built a website, but you can send me an email at toddmansur@gmail.com. So I make it really easy.
M-A-N-S-U-R.
M-A-N-S-U-R, yeah. Yeah. And so, we can certainly help you go the right direction. And I've got a couple of guys, other guys as well, that are really good at this. But Performance Marine, Stuart Miller, one of my best friends, probably the best in the business.
He does installs.
And that's what he does.
Everywhere.
Installs. And I consult. So we just did we've done several, excuse me, here in the last couple of months because, you know, downtime. We just finished up Invincible, all new electronic package. We just finished up Tai, new electronic package. You know, we're putting, you know, everybody into these beautiful upgrades, and it's just hassle-free. We take care of everything. I delegate everything, report back to the owner, you know, billing and everything. We can take care of it all. So it's just one simple, swipe of a pen.
Yeah.
Or in the case of QuickBooks, it's just pay now.
Yeah.
Super easy.
Yeah.
We can help you out with that.
All right. Hey, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090, talk direct to Todd, and let's jump back on the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Hills? Hills Calm from Ventura. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk a Cup, Hills.
Good morning, guys. Great show. So it's exciting to hear that Captain Todd is super into the natural history, and that's cool that Art's going on that natural history trip. I was going to ask Todd, you know, what's the free, since you love marine organisms and marine, you know, everything, natural history, what's the freakiest marine organisms that you've experienced, like not the white worms or whatever those are on wood boats, but like giant squids that will eat you if you go swimming at night in Baja? And like, I think giant squids are really weird. But are those
they are. You know,
here all year?
Probably are.
Yeah.
You fall in?
So I actually have a story about that. So, yeah, humboldt squid are, you know, we see more of here, you know, what we call giant squid. And we've had some incredible trips. I was running the Clemente one night. Dave Hansen was running the Seahorse. And the stuff was, I mean, literally you could walk on it off of Dana Point. And
talk about cycles.
Yeah, mostly like, you know, 20 to, you know 15, 20-pound squid. I mean, big ones. And anyways, I'm reaching out to gaff one. And I'm right at the rail where you get on the boat that opens up and at the gate. And as I'm reaching, the gate let go, and I go in the water full slickers. Now, this is back when I'm in my 20s. And so I weighed about 140 pounds soaking wet. And these guys, I look up, and I just get me out of the water because the squid literally just kind of opened up a hole, and then they started coming back and closing the hole up.
Geez.
And these guys, I reached up with the gaff. I gaffed the rail. And these two guys grabbed and pulled me back over the side and put me on the boat. But
you think they would have eaten you?
You sure feel like they would. They've eaten just about everything else.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen some pretty neat things. You know, of course, I've seen spots of squid up finning. You know, where you think they're manta rays. You know,
we've been off mantles.
In their mantles.
Really?
Yeah. And so we've been off of Mazatlan where we've had quadruple jig strikes fishing sailfish and blue marlin, and it's all squid. In fact, another squid story, Steve Lasley and I are fishing two different boats. I was on the Mirage, and he was on the new Mirage. I was on the old Mirage because I bought it from Glenn. And we're outside the Hyme, and every day we'd go out there, and you just start glassing until you'd find, just one frigate picking. And we had, just unbelievable, like, 60 to 125-pound yellowfin tuna fishing. I mean, just off the hook in the corner. We'd go to the Golden Gate every morning, and we'd just load up on mackerel and just snag mackerel until we tanked up. We'd go out there. Anyways, we're coming back. We've been, knocking the heck out of these yellowfin, and Steve's ahead of me. It's probably 11 o'clock at night, and he goes, Todd, have you been watching the meter? And I go, no. And he goes, we just stopped on this. And everybody called me Tubby. He goes, Tubby, we just stopped on this. He says, and it's unbelievable. You got to come over here and drop down. And these things were like 60-pound squids.
Oh, squid.
And we're catching these things, and we put one on the boat. It sounded like an elephant exhausting when it hit.
Wow.
The deck. I was like, holy cow, what do you do with this? You know, this is just an amazing amount of calamari, but they were giant. But, you see a lot of weird things. You know what's weird right now is the amount of pyrosomes in Southern California and the effects that they're having on our fisheries. So,
what is a pyrosome?
So a pyrosome looks like a translucent floating sea cucumber.
That's all that stuff.
They're
see,
a colony
like
of single cell organisms, and
almost and so, like a salps, but not
kind of like a salp, but not. And they're very invasive, and they hold some nutritional value. So a lot of our species, like calico bass, rockfish, even yellowtail,
tuna,
they're eating them, and it creates this lethargic behavior. And so I don't know if you guys fished a lot last year, San Clemente, Catalina Island. You show up with the best bait you've ever had in the tank, and you braille a scoop into the edge of the kelp or on a structure. And you hardly even see a calico bass come up and flip,
because they're just so stuffed with these.
And then you go catch them, it's like they're puking up orange peels,
Yeah.
Digested pyrosome. So that was a great question.
Wow. So another good one that while we were talking to Gio on about psionics, you were talking about having a FLIR camera on your boat and seeing blue whales on the FLIR camera.
Yeah, so we were coming up the line one year, and I was taking we had a little bit of weather, so I was taking a wide turn around Bonitos instead of coming up inside of Cedros or in between Cedros and Bonitos. I'd go around Bonitos so I'd have an angle and utilize the nice stabilizers that the After Midnight had to go, towards the back towards the mainland and up the coast. And Mike Cromer at the time had bought a FLIR, and we're watching this FLIR, and we're just amazed at how many blue whales we were seeing
at night.
And just, it had our hand on the throttle. Where normally, without that, you're just driving your own wheel. watch, you know, feet are up on the dash, you know, and you're doing your normal watching the radar, and then all of a sudden, you know, we have these flares, and we're watching the radar, and, you know, it looks like gremlins, you know, when you got a pelican fly by. You're like,
what's that? Like, what? That must have been crazy.
Then you start seeing blue whales spouting and stuff like that. So, I'm really big into eco tours, guys, and really big into our marine ecology. With Gray Whale Foundation and Dana Worth Sport Fishing, since, you know, my beginning of my career, I've been very deeply involved in our whales and our ecology, our marine life.
We have an amazing abundance here.
Yeah, but the amazing part of all the whale and bird, it's all connected to the ocean, which is connected to our fisheries.
It's all connected. And I connect the two really well.
I love it.
From working with fishing, you know, kids in clubs, to working with kids in the classroom with whales and dolphins and field trips.
It's enthusiasm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have such an amazing environment right here in our backyard.
We're very fortunate.
We're very, very
extremely.
Yeah.
For sure. And we're also fortunate to have you in studio too, Todd. And we're going to be right back. We've got a lot coming up. We've got your calls, texts, and we've got fish reports coming up too. So I can't wait to hear that one when we turn on Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DeBresci of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.